All right, let's get the show on the road here. That was enough of a break. Hi, Cappy. Love your stuff on YouTube, and I'm finally in a spot to pay for your books and some consulting. 26-year-old African-American male. What's that? I don't know what that is. Oh, you mean black? Right, rule number one, our lives are too short to be fucking around with seven syllables. Caucasian, American, Hispanic, no, dude, you're black. Atham's Hispanic or Mexican. I'm white. We ain't got time for that bullshit, okay? You're black. Be proud, man. I mean, don't be proud because it's just the way you were born, but there ain't nothing wrong with being black. The day I know Caucasian American, just I'm white. You're a black dude from Chicago. I think I could use your advice. Context. So I was raised reserved and had a crazy childhood, basically fucked up sexual experiences, way too early drug use, gaslighting, being fattened up, misandrous brainwashing, unreliable dad shit. Really? Your dad was unreliable? I don't know. Couldn't see that coming. No offense to you. It's just, it's all my clients. Abandonment stuff, betrayal from friends, and the deaths of my only proper caretakers. Then I tried to kill myself at 18. Holy cow. Well, I can't help you with that. You got to go talk to a regular therapist. I just yell at people. I'm doing good for myself now. Job, car, future, and all that shit. Good, but can't seem to gain the drive to start any sexual relationship. So hold on. Okay. I know 18 seemed a long time ago, but it must have taken at least a couple years to heal up. Okay, let's say 18 was the worst. Like, that was the pits. You tried to kill yourself at 18, all right? So that's the bottom. That's barrel. It wasn't like the next week you're like, well, I feel pretty darn good today. I think I'll get myself a job and a career. It must have taken at least, I'm going to say 3 years. So that puts you at 21, right? So no more than 5 years ago. Right, no more, at minimum five? Yeah, no more than 5 years ago. You kind of got back to normal. You kind of started. So now 5 years later, you're supposed to be Sterling Cooper, world famous porn star. And especially if you had bad sexual experiences and all that. You might have some issues developing not just sexual relationships, but healthy relationships of any kind, romantic, friendly, familial, whatever else have you. You went through some fucked up shit. So in a weird sense, there's nothing wrong with you. I mean, there is something wrong. I mean, obviously you've had a horrific upbringing, so there's something wrong with it, but there's nothing wrong with you if you're not ready to jump right into sexual relationships or romantic relationships, or you have problems with relationships, because that would make sense. You've had such a fucked up background that, yeah, it will be hard for you to engage in otherwise healthy, normal relationships, sexual, social, friendly, or what have you. So I don't know if there's necessarily anything wrong. In other words, what I'm trying to say is take the pressure off yourself, dude. You went through some horrific things. I mean, I got a buddy who has PTSD. He got hit on IED 17 years ago. That still fucks him up. That's 17 years ago. And I'll just tell you, I could be wrong, but it never goes away. All right. Now, I haven't gone through anything what you did, but something as simple as starvation and hunger and cold, that still affects me to this day. So I don't think it ever goes away, but just, you know, give yourself a little bit of forgiveness. This is not something poof, you solve it and there's something necessarily wrong with you. Maybe it's your body saying, hey, it ain't the time. So, you know, and I'm not professionally trained. I can't consult you on that. That's where you got to go talk to a therapist. So that's what I would do. And if you're looking for one, I recommend Dr. David Maloney at histherapist.com because I had the problem where it's like, I get a lot of people that need real help and I'm not licensed or prepared. I can't do it. I'm not equipped to do that, but that he is. So just tell him I sent you. I've been pretty close. I know the game, but when I get to the point where the chicks get hungry for it, my cock shrivels like a dried jalapeno and I back out. Do you know of any ways that I can stop the loss of sex drive? I'm asking because you're the realest guy I've ever seen on YouTube when it comes to how people tend to act, and I don't have anyone else to ask. I only get blatant bullshit threats of institutionalization and or offers of prescription drugs when I try to find help from person in person. I see. Okay. Let me go here. My voice is starting to go because I've been doing a full day of talking. I said, thanks for the email. Give me more information about your health, diet, exercise regimen, and the type of gals you're asking out. Also, I want to see some normal pictures of you be out in public. All right. So, hi, Aaron, a little surprise you gave it the time of day. Well, you're paying me, right? You give me money, I'll pay you the time of day. Clip the pictures below. I don't exercise like I should. And aside from sets of lifting and the spare tire on my SUV every night, I don't really exercise. I hadn't really had the income to focus on myself outside of work. Okay, that's priorities, man. That's perfectly fine. You can't hit the gym if you're trying to work for food and pay for rent. That's perfectly understandable. So right now, women are not a priority. Now, you might get lucky, as you explained before. Like, there's a couple instances where girls, I won't even be worrying about girls right now, man. Like, you're at food, clothing, shelter level right now. Safety, that's where you're at. And girls might come and go, but that would be the last thing on my mind. In other words, I won't even be worrying about this. I'd be worried more about, like, I need a good job. I need to, like, get some kind of career education going. I need to find a safe place to rent. I need to get my car reliable either through my own mechanical repairs or working up the money to pay someone else to do it. That's where I would have the lion's share of my worry and concern right now. Not worrying about women or your sex drive right now. Ate like crap and only even started caring about my diet when I got certified to well 2 years. Oh, good. All right, you got a trade. My diet is easily 50% random healthy food and 50% street food. People tell me I'm not fat, but I know that's total bullshit. Well, you're not. I'm looking at your pictures. I mean, you could stand to lose a few pounds, but that's everybody. But you're definitely not fat. People tell me I'm fat, but I know that's total bullshit. I'm just barely 6 feet and weigh like 240 pounds. Right. You need to drop about 30 pounds, maybe 40, depending how lean you want to get. More importantly, is my goals. I plan to become a master welder and get a shop of my own so that I can have rich people ask me to make them stuff for the buildings and things like that. I want to make some stuff people 80 years from now could stop and stare at when they visit cities across the country. Well, just get paid. Don't worry about leaving a legacy just yet. I'm not saying don't do it, but the people I work for before my current job got hit hard by COVID, and I had to stop working with them. So right now I'm doing security so I can pay for more school. All right, you got that squared away. That's perfect. That's great. You become a master welder, you'll be on your way. On the topic at hand, though, I meet girls at parties and gatherings I get invited to. All right, so people invite you to parties. That's a good sign. People must like you and enjoy your company. All right, so again, I've always never worried about friends. Girls you worry about because it requires some kind of strategy. Friends is just like, I don't know, I'm going to be myself for the people who like me. So that's good. You're getting people to invite you out. And I'm making a good impression and hitting it off. They're normally 5 to 6 out of 10 West and South Side chicks, and they've only ever been Black or Latina. All right. Well, do you like Black and Latina? Like, do you want the white woman? Do you have to have the blonde? And just be honest with yourself. Is that a status symbol? Like, you're an NFL player and you have to get some ditzy blonde? Or do you like Black chicks? It's all right if you like Black chicks or Latinos, right? It's okay, whatever you like. But it doesn't have to be a competition, right? Like what you like. So that's perfectly fine that they're Black or Latina. I know the race isn't the problem until the point where I can make it a one-night stand comes. I tend to feel pretty normal. With 3 of the 5 chicks this happened to me, they did reveal themselves as crazy over social media later. Well, that's all girls in their 20s, so don't worry about that too much. Another good sign is that girls, now maybe they're just 5 or 6s, but they are girls and they're average, okay? And they're finding you attractive. So you must be doing also something right socially. And everything's fine up until the sex part. So you're totally relaxed, take it easy there. I'm not superstitious enough to say my nuts have a psycho bitch radar, though. My libido just leaves me and I a little disgusted, but I'll also know that I want to get in her guts. The hardest part about it all is the aftermath. It's messing with how the people I tend to run into view me. I don't want to go through this again, but I don't know what to do. All right. Just my observation. I'll give you some recommendations. To people who know more than me. All right. Until you square this away, don't worry about it. Okay. Don't get in the position where you're about to have sex. I can't recommend Viagra or anything like that. I don't know. But you have enough on your plate. It could be something as simple as like your hindbrain saying, look, dude, we just went through hell. And if this chick ain't on birth control, she's lying about it, or oops, one gets past the goalie, we are fucked, my fine good sir. And right now in your precarious financial situation, not that you're in debt and financial ruin, but if you had a kid, your life is over. Whatever progress you made, it's over. You are on, and you're not there yet, so you don't realize where you're going, but you're on such a good trajectory becoming a master welder. You got a job, you have experience, you lose your weight, you're getting your life together, that if you had a kid, oh shit, or you got an STD, which would be worse than having, be not as bad as having a kid, but your life would definitely take a huge hit. And maybe it's just, this is just me, but maybe it's your brain just going into survival mode. I remember three times where I was having sex with a girl and either the condom broke or she says, well, I'm not on birth control or whatever. I'm like, morning after pill, first thing, tomorrow morning, now. Oh, and the panic and the fear that came with it. And inevitably it came to the point where I got a vasectomy. I'm like, I'm not risking this shit anymore. No way. Because I couldn't afford it. Could barely afford to keep myself alive. And that's just kind of logically where my mind goes, is you have gone through a tormentous amount of bullshit. And it probably is just your survival instincts kicking and saying, if this girl gets knocked up, we are screwed. Now, that's one possibility. It could just be you're not ready. Now, I don't know what this... Did you have, like, bad sexual experiences? Fucked up sexual experiences. All right. That probably warped you. Drug use. That fucked you up. Gaslighting. Sandra's brainwashing. Maybe. Dad. Abandonment. Betrayal from friend. All right. All right. As it pertains to your sexual stuff, fucked up sexual experiences. Absolutely. You got to go talk to a therapist about it. I don't know anything about that. How it works in the mind. Drug use, again, therapist probably knows about that. Dr. David Maloney, and he may even say, well, that's not really my cup of tea. I know someone who works in sexual dysfunction. All right, so histherapist.com, go talk to him, tell him that I sent you. And he may refer you to somebody else that because it's kind of a specialty case. The other person I would talk to would be Sterling Cooper. And God darn it, maybe I'll just send him the video. Let me look him up. Maybe he's got a website. I know he's got a bunch of social media, but I don't know if he has a website. Twitter. Here, sterlingcooper.com. Yeah, sterlingcooper.com. Where's the contact? God damn it, Sterling. You got way too much loud shit going on. Where? Contact me. Yeah, sterlingcooper.com. Contact him and just put in the subject matter Cappy sent me. Sterling is a porn star. Real one. No bullshit. And even though he's not a psychologist, he does know sex. So he might be able to address something more on a physical, practical, literal level. Like, okay, have you tried this? Have you tried that? He may not be able to address your psychological concerns, but he could. Maybe he's got some theories or idea as to why all of a sudden you have a shriveled jalapeno. When it comes down, and he specializes in performance anxiety. I don't know if it's that. So I'd recommend you go talk to a therapist, but then also get Sterling in there, and he might be able to if he can't address the psychological stuff, even he might know someone that does it. But my rookie observation, dude, you had a fucked up life. 18 years of fucking hell minimum. Probably more like 25 years of hell just recovering after the first 18 years. Yeah, here you are, 26. Yeah, man. You might have some issues with sexual performance, and that's perfectly normal and all right and understandable. You'd be not a psychopath, a sociopath, if you went through this tormentous shit and you're like, yeah, I could fuck bitches all day. Be like, whoa, dude, is there a soul there? Like, you know, that then I'd be worried. But given where you and finally, given where you are now and where you've come from, this would be very back burner, very back burner. Like, you want to go on dates with girls if people date anymore, or just hang out with girls and just, and if it comes time to sex, you'd be like, hey, look, I've been through some wicked crazy shit, and I'm not, and a guy could say, it's like, I'm not ready to have sex yet. Not necessarily with you, but with anyone. I just, kind of want to chill. And your time and opportunity might come and go. Cause usually it's a one shot deal. And when you're like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. And then you never see or hear from him again. But the least of your concerns is your sex drive right now. I'm not saying don't address it, but square away, solidify your career, get your finances in order, relax, forgive yourself, talk to some pros, see what they recommend. And the only other thing, and you sent some pictures. Let's take a look at your pictures. Yeah, I mean, you're a little overweight. That's about it. You're a good-looking guy. Otherwise, you're clean cut and all that. You don't have a problem getting girls because you are getting girls. You don't have a problem with the social life because you're getting invited. It's just, I think you got to deal with that backlog stuff. And in the meantime, don't worry. Go to a party. Just go to a party, have a good time, and don't worry about the girls. In other words, be an old man. Don't worry about the girls no more. I'll make you too old for this. No. Like, hey, this is awfully nice and freeing not worrying about the girls. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, it's like being four all over again. Ah, we're just worried about, maybe there might be some frogs in the river. I don't know. Let's go. Let's relax. But yeah, you're doing darn good. Look, dude, you don't get anyone pregnant. You don't have a criminal record. You're staying out of trouble. You're staying off of the drugs. You're doing good, man. And this is like, you just got back from World War II. And now it's like, hey, you should go run a marathon. It's like, yeah, maybe you should just sit and relax a little bit. All right. Let's see if we got any super chats. Any super chats today? Nimble SF, $2. Thank you, Nimble SF. Our future MD1, $5. Check your testosterone, do therapy. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Start doing cardio, get some exercise. Although it's blazes hot in the upper Midwest right now, so maybe don't do your exercise. But not even to get jacked or ripped or necessarily to lose weight, just to feel good. Go for a good long run. Go for a good long walk. Lake Michigan, go for a good long swim. Do therapy. Planet Fitness is $20. Start fighting Brazilian jiu-jitsu or boxing. I go boxing. I didn't like jiu-jitsu. You're all on the floor with guys with crotches in your face. You get a few homies, build a life outside of sex. Yep, there you go. If you want to get into boxing, talk to Ed Lattimore. He's kind of our resident boxing champion. Kinda, he is. 8-1 heavyweight. All right, there you guys go. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.